From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Now, two stories about innovations in automobile safety as part of our series called On the Road to Safety. In a moment, we'll hear about so-called aging suits that help engineers feel what it's like to drive for the elderly. First, a system that deletes the driver from the equation altogether. It's called Personal Rapid Transit, or pod cars. The idea is to deliver the convenience of the car without the pollution or congestion. Reporter Kathy Duchamp explains.
To understand how pod cars work, you have to go back to the future. Check out this clip from a 1958 Disney TV show called Magic Highway USA.
Tomorrow's living in spacious, well-planned communities will be closely integrated with the highway system.
The animated film shows a family piling into a pod-shaped vehicle. No wheels and no driver.
Electronics take over complete control. Progress can be accurately checked on a synchronized scanning map.
Now imagine a time when pod cars are added to the mix of bus and rail transit. A system actually exists today on the campus of West Virginia University.
We can transport, under optimum conditions, about 4,000 people an hour. It's quite a scene when you see all those vehicles out riding the guideway.
That's Hugh Keurig. He's in charge of the nation's first personal rapid transit, or PRT, system in Morgantown, West Virginia. It opened in 1975.
35 years ago, this was high-tech and top of the line.
Bright blue and yellow pods, the size of minibuses, zip students along roads, made just for them. You pick your destination before you get on, and you go there directly, no stops in between. Keurig says the problem is that the system is retro and not in a good way.
You know, now students view it as being slow, bumpy. It's sort of like the difference between a passenger rail of the late 19th century versus airplane transportation.
Keurig wants to give his PRT a 21st century upgrade, but it's not that easy. Because to date, no other personal rapid transit system has been built in the United States. Call it an odd duck that never took flight. But there is enthusiasm for pod cars across the Atlantic.
There's three stations and 18 vehicles, and there is some planning in the works to extend it to the entire airport.
That's Steve Rainey, sales guy for Ultra PRT, a company that's building a personal rapid transit system at Heathrow Airport outside London. It's scheduled to open this spring. The beige bug-eyed pods hold five passengers with luggage. Battery power gives them green cachet.
I think it has gone, for me, from this journey of being kind of a weirdo pushing exotic technology to more acceptance and more doors opened.
Several American cities are now doing PRT feasibility studies. Ithaca, New York, San Jose, California, and a group in Minnesota, among others. Rainey can see a day when people will choose pod transit over driving alone.
For people's commutes, driving alone in traffic, it's not like they love their car so much. You know, it's not quite the love affair. It's much more that it's the least worse of a series of alternatives that nobody really likes that much.
But would people really switch to a driverless pod? John Carnegie leads the Voorhees Transportation Center at Rutgers University.
I think it will be really interesting to see over the next decade how energy prices impact the way people are choosing to travel. And the more people decide that they would like to use modes other than the car, we may actually see a greater level of innovation.
Carnegie thinks Atlantic City would be a great place to test pod cars stateside. There are lots of tourists who need to get around, and a gambling culture that may be willing to roll the dice on something new. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Duchamp.